This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, we go back to the April Symposium and talk to two more judges of the event. Brad Parsons is the CEO of NEA Baptist Health System, and Stephanie Taylor is Administrative Director of Quality at NEA Baptist Health System. I asked about how many times both Parsons and Taylor have participated in the Created State Symposium.
Yeah, this is my first time judging. I was asked to do it this year and really had a great day. So really enjoyed it.
Stephanie?
This is, I want to say my second year, maybe my third year, but it's one of those that I look forward to. And I also have brought in some of my team from NEA Baptist to participate as well.
So how did you learn, Stephanie, about Created State?
I believe the connection was through the Women's Business Leadership Center. And so I have worked with them for the last couple of years as it has developed. And I think through that tie, they asked if I would come and participate.
Very good. And how did you learn about it, Brad?
Yeah, we have a great partnership with Arkansas State University at NEA Baptist. And every chance we get to participate in the programs that they have out here, we do that. So this was today through the School of Health Related Professions is what we got to look at with these posters from Created State, and we're always excited to partner with ASU.
Right. And let's talk about what were some of the things kind of that kind of impressed you about what you saw today with some of the posters and that. What were your thoughts on some of that?
Well, working in healthcare and having a quality background, a lot of the work that I've seen these students researching and trying to pull into what they're going to take back to their patients when they go into practice was of interest to me and exciting because they're wanting to take the next steps. So they're doing current research on topics that are very important to the population that we serve in this area. And then trying to figure out ways that when they go into practice, they'll be able to serve those patients and have better outcomes.
All right. Brad?
Yeah, just to echo some of what Stephanie said, I mean, I think the one takeaway for me is that these are all really applicable to real-world healthcare in our region. And so really excited to see that students in these programs are doing things that can immediately translate into the real world. So I like to see that as a CEO of a health system. And then I another takeaway is just how impressive the students are in these programs. So we got to see a lot of graduate students in that are getting their APN degrees or advanced practice degree, and they just did a great job of having studies that are really applicable to what they're going to see when they start their practice.
So how do you think that Created State helps those students as they get ready to go into the field, maybe to work for NEA Baptist or maybe for other health providers that are in the region? How do you think this really kind of helps students? Stephanie, I'll start with you first.
So I think when they are given the task of coming up with a research project, just having to think outside the box, come up with something different, kind of challenge themselves, challenge their teammates if they're working on projects together. I think that type of brainstorming and that type of setting is what we have to have in healthcare in order to advance it and get better outcomes for our patients.
All right. Brad?
Yeah, so we talk about at NEA Baptist, we really talk about using the scientific method of how we think about problems and how we try to improve healthcare. And so that's what I saw today. I saw students that are using a clear approach and a clear method to understand a little bit more about the patient populations that they'll see, specifically at clinics in and around this region. So there, it's a real-world example of how to take a scientific approach to solving some of the problems that we see in healthcare. The other great thing that I saw today is they're all scientific studies that are great open doors for further study. So a lot of the studies we saw had a great first step, and I saw and you heard students talk about steps 2 through 5 that they can continue their learning and continue to improve healthcare for patients in our region.
Yeah, and I bet that made you really excited to see all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exciting to see folks that are entering into the field as they finish their education that are going to be able to bring tackle challenges that we have in new ways, in novel ways, and some tried and true ways. But they're taking the next step in those different studies.
So this is your second or third year, Stephanie, being able to be part of this. Why do you keep coming back? What is it about Created State that says, you know, this is something you really get excited about? And is it because of the new research and the students? What is it that you like about Created State?
I just like the interactive, the engagement with the students. I like to see what A-State is doing in regards to preparing future healthcare workers that we very well might be hiring. And so to be able to meet them on this level and see their passion and what direction they're wanting to go in their careers, it helps us in the healthcare setting looking for people to hire, or what direction are those type of people, what kind of environment are they wanting to work in, and what kind of interest are they looking for to pursue their career.
Stephanie Taylor and Brad Parsons joins us from NEA Baptist here on the Created State podcast. Brad, if you don't mind, let's talk about what are some of the partnerships that NEA Baptist has with Arkansas State University by way of how y'all are working together and maybe how students are working there at NEA, and that. What are some of those partnerships that you all have, please?
Yeah, I think there's lots of different ones, so we couldn't cover them all here, but it's just a good relationship and a partner in our local community for folks that are in the same space. So one of the things that I saw today at Created State was we saw several employees from NEA Baptist that are furthering their education to do other things in the healthcare field. That was exciting to see. Just like Stephanie mentioned, all these folks, we hope, and we have these programs here locally at Arkansas State, and we invest in these programs locally, whether that's rotations through NEA Baptist, through our clinics, through our hospital, et cetera, because we want to continue to invest in this region. And I think that's what's happening, and that's where the partnership really takes hold. So it's exciting because it really is a window and a look into what the future of healthcare looks like. So.
Right. When you heard, and I'll ask you both of you this, when you heard that NYIT was coming to Arkansas State, what was your initial thought when you heard that medical school was coming?
Well, I didn't just hear about it. You know, Jonathan, we worked on it for a long time with Arkansas State. It's a great example of the partnership. I mean, I was really helping that come to fruition. So when I heard the announcement, it was we knew that was coming, and certainly something that I believe will continue to transform healthcare in this region. They are, still in the processes of getting those first classes graduated at Arkansas State, and we're really excited to see what that does over the course of time, 5 years, 10 years down the road, for our medical community.
Stephanie, your thoughts?
It was one of those that I think it was a long time coming, this Northeast Arkansas and what we offer our community from a healthcare perspective. The medical school was just the right fit for this area in order to be able to kind of raise our own, bring those people in, or have our own students who are interested in pursuing the medical field be able to stay here, practice here, and continue their education through the residency program here and things like that. I think it's a great fit for Northeast Arkansas.
Right. Would you encourage those who are listening, like college students and then who are listening, that how do you think that Created State can help benefit them? You know, maybe they're not going in the medical field, maybe they're going to some other. How would this be able to help them maybe in their future endeavors?
I think it would be great to have high schools and things like that come through, because it gives them a whole new way of looking at what education at a higher level offers. And so typically, you know, you think of going to college, sitting in a classroom or doing online classes and things like this. This is very interactive, and it allows people to have conversations that I think will just give them a broader sense of what's out there.
Brad?
Yeah, two things. One is continuing education. So getting to see that from a group of students today was really great. The other point that I think is important for anyone to hear is that we know that the world of healthcare is changing. It's changing at a rapid pace. And we need young, bright minds that can help transform what healthcare looks like, not only for our region, but we're looking at models that really influence how healthcare decisions are made at the state level and national level. And that's happening here in this community. So we're truly a destination for healthcare services, and students at all levels can come in and really engage in that in the health-related fields. And so proud of what Arkansas State continues to do in that front, and proud of what our community has going on there in healthcare.
Brad, how does this help by way of addressing the need of doctors in this region, in the Delta region, and all that in this area? And I'll ask this as well to you, Stephanie. How does what Arkansas State is doing and NYIT is doing, how does it help address that need for this part of the state of Arkansas?
Yeah, it's kind of been mentioned, but it bears repeating. I mean, we know that where physicians train and where physicians are from is usually a good indication of where physicians will practice. And while we have enjoyed in Jonesboro specifically having a lot of physicians in our community, we know that there's still a great need for physicians in Jonesboro and still a great need of physicians all over this region, the Delta region, and all over our state. And so we know that Jonesboro in Northeast Arkansas is really a destination that allows to train those future physicians. And by training them and having the medical school here, by having all the health-related professions, programs at Arkansas State, we have the opportunity to keep those physicians in our community now and in the future, and that's exciting.
Stephanie, if you don't mind, please.
I think just the addition of the medical school here is pivotal for what it's going to do with healthcare for this region. I think looking back through like the Women's Business Leadership Center and the mentoring structure that it has in going back to middle school, I think having the NYIT here and what they go back and offer the summer camps for that age range, I think you're going to see a huge change in the interest of the medical field just based on having NYIT in this area.
Yeah, and just saying for young people, you know, young kids, hey, you can actually do this and you can stay in the area.
Exactly. I think that's going to have a huge impact on what you see in the next 10 years of those who choose to follow the healthcare track.
Brad Parsons is the CEO of NEA Baptist Health System, and Stephanie Taylor is Administrative Director of Quality at NEA Baptist Health System. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. And tell others about the Created State Podcast and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.